88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, it's on again, off again, on again. Watch me fall like dominoes in pretty patterns, fingers in the backbone pie. I'm tingling, tingling, tingling. It's what you feel now, what you are to, what you are to. Reasonable, sensible, different than the cup. I guess I'm stuck, stuck, stuck. We thought you had it, but not. No, no, for no real reason. Squeeze the tubes and empty bottles. I take a bow, take a bow, take a bow. It's what you feel now, what you are to, what you are to. The elephant that's in the room is tumbling, tumbling, tumbling. Duplicate and triplicate and plastic bags and duplicate and triplicate. There from the neck up, I guess I'm stuck, stuck. Stuck. We thought you had it, but no, no, no. Exactly where do you get up? Is enough, is enough. I love you, but enough is enough, enough. And I'm stuck, there's no real reason.
Beautiful and soothing. It's a little Radiohead. How do you say that? Faust? ARP?
I think so. Faust.
That is a track off of, do you know which album?
In Rainbows.
That is correct. Why hello there, Jason Friday.
Why hello there, my pretty.
It is Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I am your midday host, and every Friday at 1 o'clock, this fella comes in and does a little program with me. We ease you into the weekend.
That's right. We just start the party a little early, midday, and we just kind of go, you know what? Let's enjoy this last hour together.
We played some Radiohead, and Jace, I don't know if you saw.
Uh-huh.
I was recently featured this week.
Oh.
In Radio Inc.
Oh, what's your name again?
For women to watch, because I'm the new music director here at the station.
I know. Honestly, congrats. Love you. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited about it. But they asked me a ton of questions, and they asked, what keeps you up at night? And I kept it lighthearted. I said, wondering if Radiohead will ever do another album.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It keeps us both up.
It does.
Okay, we've got some exciting news here. We have a great friend, Matthew Stolarz.
Yeah, Maddie?
Who's been on the program. He's in two LA bands. You're in one of them, the Active Set.
Yep.
Also, Tasks. But his dad, also a musician, his name is Richard Stolarz, a singer-songwriter who operated largely outside of the music industry, focusing more on his family. He wrote songs endlessly in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Many of these recordings were lost or forgotten about, but the master tapes were recovered a few years back. And his sons have been in the process of getting them remixed and remastered. And it's super, super, super fun. Diamonds in the Rough is a 5-song EP from 1982-83 that was the most recent edition, having become available. It's on Spotify, so Richard can now hear his own music on Spotify. Papa in the house.
Yes, I love that. And I wish I was able to find some of my dad's old tapes, literally reel-to-reels that he has. I don't know. They might be gone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to uncover those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it's neat. So it's Richard Stolarz, and the song we're going to play is Neanderthal, and we got Richard to tell us all about it.
Neanderthal is a song trying to speak to primitives, the primitives amongst us or the primitives within us who seek dominance over others as their measure of success, or backward thinkers who haven't got a clue that their very existence of the race depends on their seeking wisdom, on their moving forward from darkness towards enlightenment, finding some guiding light, showing a way forward. Maybe it also references some of the questions raised by the movie Oppenheimer about discovering technologies that can help or destroy us, humanity redeemed or doomed by our own ingenuity. Or maybe it's just an amusing little ditty about a tribe of dumb cavemen, a later version of the Hollywood Argyle's alley-oop.
way that things will change. Then time will just repeat itself, an endless loop, a losing game. Your mind can see that something's wrong, you're desperate, you're so ashamed. But every day you tell yourself, this is the day, this is the day.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. The Black Keys will drop their highly anticipated album, Ohio Players. ABBA's releasing Waterloo, the single's 50th anniversary 7-inch color vinyl box set. Ala Sala from Krungbin is coming out. The Libertines will release All Quiet on the Eastern Esplanade. Old 97s will drop American Primitive. Ramona from Grace Cummings will be released. And SoCal's own Low Moon will drop I Wish You Way More Than Luck. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday, 6 to 10 a.m., only on 88.5 SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Rosterita Margarita and Beverage Truck. Rosterita serves fresh, organic margaritas as well as handcrafted Bloody Marys, mimosas, agua frescas, and mocktails. Rosterita Margarita Truck caters weddings, corporate social gatherings, and private events. Serving California from San Francisco to San Diego to Palm Springs and beyond. Rosterita.com for more information.
Support comes from Laguna Playhouse, delivering Molière's classic comedy, Tartuffe, to their stage in Laguna Beach. A charlatan worms his way into a wealthy family, causing disruption and pandemonium. This highly satiric comedy skewers religious hypocrisy, duplicity, lust, and self-inflicted chaos. Anyone who loves watching a fraud get his due will revel in this classic comedy. On stage at Laguna Playhouse, April 17th through May 5th. Tickets at lagunaplayhouse.com.
Hi, I'm Elton John. If you share my vision of a world where everyone is treated with love, respect, and dignity, join me. Learn more about the Rocket Fund at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram. Thank you.
88.5 The SoCal Sound. Passionate about new music.
That is a brand new song from the British band Elbow. They have a new album, came out 2 weeks ago from today. 2 weeks ago today, Jason.
I love it.
It's called Audio Vertigo, and we are going to be doing an album dive into that. It is their 10th studio record.
Wow. I did not expect to hear that. That's cool.
I have some fun memories playing Elbow. I did a specialty show on the weekend here, Out on a Limb. I played a lot of Elbow.
So good.
They had a song about birds. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hmm. I know that one.
Yeah, that's a gem.
It is a gem.
Maybe we'll even throw it on before we leave. We'll see if we have time.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to be doing an album dive into that album next week. So tune in every weekday just after 12 noon and hear a couple tracks off that record. We co-host a podcast called 'Cause I Have To, When Living Your Dream.
Is the only option.
And we had Adrian Garo.
Garo.
Yeah. He is a writer for MLB Baseball and also for Rockseller Magazine. And he was a guest just talking about his passions on the podcast. He recently, for the first time, got to go to Innings Fest. We're always promoting that every year. That's where MLB players are there, legends, along with great rock bands. And he finally got to go. He was backstage interviewing the band. And I guess he got to talk to Hozier.
Yeah.
What did he ask him?
If he thinks a hot dog is a sandwich, which is a big debate among baseball fans, and then, you know, talked about the tour, his ongoing tour, and he told a story of following the 2016 Cubs when they won the World Series, which is not what I was expecting to hear from him. He had personal connections to like a bunch of Cubs fans in Chicago and stuff. So,
yeah, he's Irish, and, right?
Yeah, he's super Irish and Ireland. Does not have any. There's no baseball in Ireland, and it's hard. You can't follow it because it's like middle of the night and all that. It was interesting to be at a festival that melded both, very much what I do all day long. I don't know how I'd never been to it before because they've had a lot of the bands that I like, a lot of the easy layup, attract a certain crowd of alternative rock fan lineups over the years. But yeah.
What was Hozier's answer?
But he was very perplexed by it and did not think it was a sandwich because he brought up again, like, is a taco a sandwich? You know, he brought up like a question that makes you question the whole concept of what you're asking in the first place. Right. And all of our heads exploded in that little room, you know, that kind of thing. And then we're like, oh, I don't know. The answer, we kind of ended that question with him, was like, oh, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, who knows, we'll never know. And then Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind was repulsed by the very suggestion that a hot dog is a sandwich. He said, that's a terrible thing to say, was his quote, or even suggest, because he was just insulted by the thought of it being a sandwich, because it's its own thing. Getting that kind of access makes it super rewarding on multiple levels, for sure.
My lover's got humor, she's a giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog.
Shopping at night, offer me that deathless death, the good.
You are listening to Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We've been playing clips from Adrian Garo, who was on our podcast called Cause I Have To. And he's a writer from MLB and also Rockseller Magazine.
Yeah.
At the end of our podcast, we do a thing called It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere, and we ask five quick questions. They're usually pretty fun. You and Adrian, huge 311 fans.
That's right.
So we asked him this. Question number three comes from a Cause I Have To listener, Spencer Kent. What is your most overrated / underrated 311 song?
Overrated is Amber. Underrated is Stealing Happy Hours.
in Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me. Yeah.
could steer. Oh, the great salt. I'm sure I could steer. Oh, the great salt.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.